Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And a good Saturday morning during these dog days of August, broadcasting this morning live from the banks of Lake St. Catherine in Louisiana. Yeah, we took a little break from St. Eubas Cathedral to play with some, let's call it the speckled trout nursery grounds last night with our fly rods. Had a lot of fun. Tell you more about the fishing later on. Let me remind you, this is the program where you do not need to show proof of a vaccine, and mask wearing is not mandatory. Welcome aboard. Ooh, we got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot of live fishing reports coming up. Some of the folks we'll be hearing from are stationed all across the coast. We'll be hearing from Jeff Brule with a great fishing report from the freshwater areas. Also, Captain Darrell Carpenter reports from Grand Isle, Mike Gallo from the Lake Bourne Complex. And then we've also got Brendan Bayard joining us for your paddler's report, special report we've put together for you kayakers. And we've got Ryan Lambert, the plastic man down in Burris. He'll be updating us on the Plaquemines Parish fishing story. So get ready to hear it. Get yourself a cup of coffee and settle in. We also have our bad boy feature. Now, this morning's feature, this is a fourth-time offender. It'll be his third appearance on this show, and a judge in Plaquemines Parish has laid down his sentence. We'll tell you about that. Also got a calendar of outdoor events. Unfortunately, a lot of these are being canceled due to the pandemic, but some are ongoing because they are, in fact, outdoor air events. So we'll kind of give you the rundown on what's open and what's not. Coastal Marine forecast, if you are headed out, is kind of looking like this. Westerly winds this morning, but light, 5 to 10 knots offshore, 2 to 4 foot seas. And for interior lakes and bays, those westerly 5 to 10 knot winds will present just a light chop. Now, tomorrow it's supposed to smooth out even more. And in the offshore areas, continue with those 2 to 4 foot, very fishable seas. And the rain has finally lightened up on its chances, about 20% today, 20% tomorrow, depending on where you are. Some folks are going to get a little shower. Others will be out in this extreme heat. There are some heat advisories out there, so take all your summertime precautions. You know what I'm talking about, the ice, the water, the sunglasses, the floppy hats, the sunscreen, everything you need to get out in the great outdoors and enjoy it properly. Tide range today, you got 1.8 average tide range. A lot of water we're going to be moving. Those choke points may have too much water moving. You might want to get into some of the areas that are a little bit flatter and won't have as much of that water moving. But if you need some area, mostly your marshes, you're going to have an incoming tide most of the morning till about either mid-morning or late or early afternoon, depending on where you are, and then it's going to fall pretty much all afternoon into tonight. So if you like to fish a falling tide, probably later is better, but then you got the heat factor to consider, so that's something else to deal with. All right, so that's all there. If we would love to get your text messages. We do that every Saturday morning. We love to hear from our audience. You can give us your own reports. Share it with the audience. Help them out. Comments, questions, it's all welcomed. And that text line is 504-260-1870. Comes directly here into the studio. All right, we're going to be talking to Robbie Campo in just a second, but I do want to mention you may be seeing some fake news with regard to hunting license sales. If you don't have a vaccine, you won't be sold a hunting license. No truth to that. That's fake news, but unfortunately, the National Hunting Fishing Day celebrations, which are scheduled all across the state of Louisiana. In fact, all across the nation, we celebrate National Hunting and Fishing. It's usually around Labor Day, first weekend in September, at least for the Louisiana events, it has been canceled. All right, so there's the kickoff. We'll be ready to get Robbie Campo to join us. I see I got text messages coming in. They want to know if Robbie's got shrimp. Always a question, do you have shrimp? I talked earlier with Mitch Juricich over there at Delta Marina. He's got some live shrimp, and he's working hard over there. So if you, that's what you want to use for your bait, you can stop at least those two places and as many others. Get you some live bait and head out there and catch some of those speckled trout, redfish, sheep's head, drum, and maybe a flounder. All right, coming back after this, it's Robbie Campo. We take you down to St. Bernard Parish for his report from Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, where you are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, where we start every Saturday morning is in St. Bernard Parish at a place in Shell Beach called Campo's Marina. Robbie Campo's the operator there. And, Robbie, I got the first text question of the morning is somebody wants to know if you have shrimp for consumption to eat. Do you sell shrimp to customers to take home and fry or boil?
Well, you know, Don, sometimes we do, but to answer the question, we haven't seen a good consumption shrimp since they opened the season 3 weeks early. It's always been the third Monday in August for 100 years, and it's, you know, and that third Monday in August usually gives us some eating shrimp, with those shrimp, with the bay shrimp, and we haven't seen that, man. They, now they've changed the laws where if 50% is over 80 hundredths, it doesn't matter if the other 50% is 3 hundredths to the pound. You know, it's all politics and controlled by factories now, and the whole system needs to be changed. So to answer the question, but I think after next Friday when they open up the Biloxi Marsh, there may be some eating shrimp mixed up in those shrimp because they've had time to grow. And from what I hear from the fishermen that's out there fishing, and they see the shrimp jumping up around at Christmas Camp Lake and White Log Lake and places like that, that, you know, Morgan's Harbor, that said the shrimp look really nice, and they got a good size to them. So hopefully after Friday they might have some of that. But as of right now, well, we're dragging right here in the Mr. Goat. No, sir, we haven't seen any eating shrimp yet. So, but I tell you, Don, the fishing this week has been off the chain. We're on a moon here, so it's been good. East of the channel and south, down towards Black Bay, it's kind of turned on. Usually, generally the rule is after, August, when the river comes way down like it is, it's, I think it's like 3.5 or something like that. It's way, way down right now. People tend to start traveling, towards the river and start fishing over that area. And, they got some good water up in there around Iron Banks and Stone Island and, Lonesome Island and so forth. So those places that you like to fish off that Delacro side has, started to heat back up. So, that you have options now. Not everybody's stuck over here in the northeast over here around, Central or Holy Cross and, those wells over here and islands from Breton Island going, everybody's not all jammed up. But tell you, Don, I've seen some very pretty trout come from that area this week. I'm not going to say everybody limited out, but the people that did go over there did caught some really beautiful fish, and live shrimp was the ticket, man. So the red fishing is better on the Delacro, has been better on the Delacro side. Still tough, not as many being caught in the Biloxi Marsh as I'd like to see right now. The water temperature here Thursday now at the thing in the lake here, the weather station in the lake, was 92 degrees. So this water is very hot. So, it's bath water. It's very hot, Don. So, you want to catch, I think most of your redfish that's in these ponds generally are down maybe in the deeper water and the deeper bayous. So if you're going to try to go catch some redfish, maybe try bouncing some bait off the bottom in the deeper bayous and the deeper holes. There haven't been anybody trawling in those bayous yet. So, I would say in the Biloxi Marsh side anyway. So that would be a little tip to do. But look, it's a pretty morning. It's hot. Stay hydrated, people, because we had a couple sick people this past week. They want to drink the beer instead of the Gatorade, and that just doesn't work all that well in this heat. It's hot, Donna. You know it. I know it. It's August, and this is what August is about. But nevertheless, they're catching fish, so come on down and see us. Hook the left. Come on down. We've got plenty of shrimp. We'll get you in the water. We're going to get you going, and we're going to take care of you and get you on your way.
That's all they can ask for. You know, Robbie, the one good thing about these hot water temperatures in the 90s, the shrimp growth rates improved dramatically. So, you know, with the late start they got, maybe you're right. When they open it up, it could be some nice big shrimp out there we find. Let's hope so.
Yeah, and like I said, Don, you know, and everybody that's been out there fishing, you know, like up in that Christmas Camp Lake area by Comfort Island, they said, you know, they said the shrimp that's jumping, you know, that's out there, are they seem to be really, really nice. They look big. So, you know, now I know the ones over here that they're catching because the south of the channel is open back up in Lake Robin and, you know, going down towards, you know, going around towards Lake Campo and every, you know, the places. The guys that's telling me they're catching over there, is the biggest shrimp they've seen over there so far is a 31, 35 count. And that's a nice shrimp, don't get me wrong, but, you know, people want eating shrimp. They want a 21, 25, or 16, 20. And I think that's we're going to have some of that over here in the north side come Friday.
Sounds good. Robbie, thanks for that report, my friend. Remind those people again, watch out for that heat. It's a real killer this time of year. We'll see you next week, Robbie. Thanks again.
Okay, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty, Robbie Campo reporting from Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Up next for you freshwater fishermen, we have a special report for you, and it's with Jeff Brewer, brought to you by Berkeley, a division of Pure Fishing. It's next here on the Outdoors with Don DeVue Radio. And we have a special report for you freshwater fishermen with Jeff Brewer. It's a presentation of Berkeley, also Abu Garcia, and they're introducing the future of fishing's new name. It's called Jordan Lee, who is the Alabama-born and raised two-time Bassmaster Classic champion. Jordan Lee Combos brings a new line of rods and reels, specific rod models, especially if you like low-profile and spinning reels. These products are truly dialed in for the bass angler. Check them all out. Product of Abu Garcia, a division of Pure Fishing. Good morning, Jeff. What's latest on the freshwater scene? I know we've been talking about that Ascension Area Anglers tournament that was last Sunday. How did that go?
They're catching a lot of fish over there by the results. Jason and Brennan Cryer won, and they had 15.17 pounds. A lot of 12 to 15-pound stringers brought in, a lot of limits brought in. So it just tells you there's a lot of fish over there. They're just not really catching the big fish they were several years ago. I think all that kind of cycles through. We've had a lot of high water the last few years, but it's getting better over there. The river's at 3.3 feet, and when you start looking at the ranges now on the gauges, it's starting to go in and out with the tide. So that's telling you that it's pretty much bottomed out at the lower end of the basin. So you kind of have to change your tactics with that. You know, if the tide's falling, you might want to go fish some drains or some points where the current's coming around. But the hot weather has slowed everything down, but they are, like I said, catching a lot of fish over there. But slow down your presentation. They're punching weightless stick baits, and early morning top water seem to be a good tactic to use with all this hot weather.
And we're talking about the Atchafalaya Basin. That tournament was held out of Dwarons. Jeff, did you get any information on what they were using to catch those nice stringers and maybe colors or specific areas that they were? Did they give that information out? A lot of times you can't trust a fisherman, but what did you hear?
Well, if I hooked them to a lie detector test and had them sitting right in front of me, I might could get a little information out of them. But I can tell you, knowing some of my friends, sometimes they'll tell 10 people 10 different things when at the end of the tournament what they caught them on. So it's hard to get that information. But, you know, sometimes in a tournament you might not catch a lot of fish. You just might caught the five that were the biggest. Yeah, sometimes that's how it works. They might have been punching. Sometimes you pull up to a point, and there they are, and you catch five good fish on a crankbait. But these are the typical tactics over there work, just worms and spinner baits and sometimes crankbaits. Yeah, you just have to kind of figure the range, if they're a little deeper bayous or – stay up under shade. Sometimes that's the ticket over there, especially with the heat we got this time of year.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing happens sometimes they give them those diversionary tactics. They send them somewhere else, and when they go, they come back with some big stringers. It kind of backfires on them. Jeff, North Shore area of Lake Pontchartrain, and we're talking Bayou Liberty, Bayou Lacombe, Chifuncta River, Pearl River. I was up around that area this week, and I don't know how to describe what the water looked like. I mean, it's fallen a good bit. It's dropped, but boy, it just has not cleared. And it's got a I don't know what you'd call it. It looks like almost a cake batter color to it. What is going on in those rivers right now?
Well, the Pearl sandy, and especially some of the Chifuncta, they have a lot of sand, and you'll get that. But sometimes I like to see a little stain in the water. And, you know, you catch more fish a lot of times with a stained river. Really about the only bright spot is the Pearl. It's below 10 feet. You're going to get some up and down rises. They are getting rain up around Jackson. They had a big rain a couple of days ago. But you just have to go kind of try it. If you get a falling tide, I think you said incoming tide in the morning, maybe go in the afternoon, get a falling tide, hit some cuts and places like that in the drains with jigs and worms. Yeah, you'll do pretty good. But give it time. It'll start clearing up. We start getting where the little dry period in September and October, and those bayous and rivers clear up real nice, and then it almost gets too clear. And, you know, hopefully those shrimp will move in about October, and we can go catch speckled trout along Bayou Liberty and places like that like we do every year.
Jeff, the river, Mississippi River, now has dropped. It was around 3.9. It came up to about 4.2, I think, was the last count. But it's holding steady, and the tendency is to drop even further. That's when the lower river area gets good. What are you hearing from the Venice area for the bass fishermen?
I'm just starting to get in a few good reports. You see some pictures on social media and stuff that the guys caught some fish. So this week they really started catching fish down there, the bass, that is. It's below 4 feet. It's going to continue to fall. And overall, I think the next 2 to 3 months down there is going to be dynamite. We're going to get a low river for first time in probably about 6 or 7 years. And there's plenty of fish down there. Just, you know, when the river's high, they just up in the canes, you can't get to them. But it's looking like it's going to set up very good. Like a Berkeley red shad worm on a quarter-ounce sinker, real slow presentation. You just got to flip it out in front of the canes and just kind of let it sit. And you'll catch a lot of fish doing that. But they're not everywhere. You got to go find the right bank, the right cut, the right tide. So if you're not getting a lot of bites, keep moving till you hit them, because they're there, and they bite when the tide's moving just right. So you have to kind of put all that in your formula trying to find these fish. But reports are good down there, and I think they can get better every week.
Jeff, you know, when you and the other field reporters and I are talking fishing, a lot of times we take for granted that everybody understands the terms we use. It's kind of fishing jargon or fishing language, and every now and then somebody brings me back to earth and says, you know, what is that you're talking about? And, you know, people who are new to the sport, not familiar with that particular aspect. You mentioned earlier a slow presentation. Exactly what does that mean for people?
Basically, when you cast your bait out, or mainly talking about flipping or, you know, just pitching into cover, just let your bait sit. You're only moving it an inch or two at a time. You're not doing the big rod sways and hopping the bait. You're basically just kind of moving it real slow. And I find places like Venice that's got, you know, tide rolling down the bank, if you let the tide just move the bank at more of a natural presentation than you kind of hopping it and moving it real fast. But these fish down here have so much to eat. There's crabs, shrimp, all kind of stuff in the waters. There's no telling when you clean them what you're going to find. I've seen them with spiders and grasshoppers, everything, the crawfish and crabs in them. So they're not going to chase these baits if it's moving too fast. It seems like almost a dead stick where you're just letting the tide just slowly roll it down the bank is the more natural presentation. So slow just basically means don't move your bait a lot. Keep in contact with it. Now, don't use a slack line, but just keep in contact with it. And you throw it in the thick spots, and you either wait for the pressure of feel like you hung on the bottom kind of pressure, and most time it's a fish, you're not hung. Or some days they tick it. You know, you feel that little thump and just set the hook. But that's really what it means, is you're not moving the bait a whole lot.
Very good. Jeff, before you go, I'm going to throw this out for the audience and get their responses on it. What's your favorite hydration drink when you're out on the water on these dog days of summer?
I usually just use a lot of water. I'll bring maybe some kind of sports drink during the day to kind of keep the electrolytes up, but I find that the most important thing is in the morning is drink as much water as you can before you go out and get hydrated before you go. It's funny, I tell everybody in my LSU story, they would weigh us in before practice. I'd weigh like 222, and after practice, sometimes I'd weigh 205. You lose so much water.
Yes.
In a day, I mean, 10, 15 pounds in a couple-hour period when practice was going on, that you realize a gallon of water weighs eight pounds. So you really need to put in a couple gallons of water in your system if you're going to be out there all day. And you don't do it all at one time. You just, as the day goes along, you need to force fluids in yourself. And that'll keep you from getting headaches, tired, things like that. And it keep you going all day long if you keep the fluids in you.
Yeah, I remember those days, losing 5 to 10, maybe 12 pounds in an afternoon. Of course, it all comes back when you get in and you drink the water and rehydrate again. Jeff, interesting stuff. Good report. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Go catch him.
Yes, sir. When we come back after this, what is your favorite sport drink or hydration drink? A lot of folks, water, I'm sure, is way up there. But what about some of the others? Text me your answer. It's 504-260-1870. What is the one thing you don't leave the dock without during these hot, sweltery days of August? And when we come back, we got more fishing reports and your text messages here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, we're just a couple of weeks away from the very first hunting season. Dove season will be opening up all across the South. And, you know, we got teal season following that. And then we get into the small game and the duck and the goose and the deer seasons. And folks have it on their mind. I've seen a lot of people buzzing around, getting things ready. You see it on social media, people talking about getting their decoys all tuned up, exercising the dog, getting them ready. Well, it doesn't look like the forecast is very bright for this waterfowl season. If you were tuned in last week, I kind of went down species by species. Breeding conditions due to drought were very poor in most areas. There's a couple of bright spots, but for the most part, probably going to be a pretty rough season. And Ducks Unlimited is sponsoring a night of conservation. This is going to be held in Covington at the Firehouse Event Center. And it's this coming Thursday at 6:30. They're going to have Mike Carlos there, a biologist, and they're going to be discussing the waterfowl status and situation. It's open to the public. It's free. You do not have to be a member to go. And I think it might be well worth it while for folks who are interested in the future of waterfowl hunting, particularly here in South Louisiana and Mississippi, Arkansas, where we've seen some very, very poor seasons, and maybe explore some of the reasons for that. Anyway, it's called the Night of Conservation this coming Thursday, 6:30, at the Firehouse Event Center in Covington. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds. When I come back, we're going to share our text message board with you. We'll do that right after we let our local stations identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And looking at our text board, I see one of our regular listeners with a handle is checking in. The old snake doctor. He's gone out to New Orleans City Park with his fly rod to catch some bedding brim. Not a bad place to do it. Be surprised how a number of brim and bass are located right there in those city park lagoons. It's one of the urban fishing centers. It's really a very nice paradise, clean banks, and lots of fish. All right, we have Ed over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's watching the deer in his backfield. Yeah, a lot of people have been spotting those deer. All right, Donald and Greg, they're going fishing in Point Lahash. I had some good reports from that area, actually a little bit lower down, Empire area. They did very well this week on speckled trout, and, of course, the big reds are in, too. Here's one, see, what are your thoughts on eating large catfish that weigh over 15 or 20 pounds, and would you eat a catfish caught in the Mississippi River? Yes to both of those. 15 to 20 pounds is not real, is not extraordinarily big for some of these catfish, depends on the species. But the bigger catfish, what is done with those is they put them, they actually skin them out, freeze them, and then they use a meat slicer, like you would slice a big slab of roast beef. And once it's frozen, it cuts better, it holds together. And believe it or not, that's where a lot of that thin-fried catfish comes from. That thin-fried catfish is not off a small catfish. A lot of times it's off a large catfish. As far as Mississippi River catfish, I think they're pretty safe. Of course, there's health advisories for a number of areas of water in Louisiana that they suggest that you do not eat a lot of it. And I've always found, taste-wise, if you stay away from that belly meat, that can be some horrible stuff, especially in the older, bigger catfish. All right, I'm starting to get in some of these votes for your favorite hydrating liquid when you're out there on the water on these hot days of August. And don't forget about the dove feel. Ooh, that can be brutal, especially if you don't get under a tree in some shade. Hunting on an afternoon on Labor Day weekend, a 90-degree heat can be tough on man and canine. What is your favorite drink? I've got one here for water, again, like Jeff was talking about. And, of course, if you got a specialty that you find works for you, share it with our audience. That text number is 504-260-1870. Back with those texts, more fishing reports, the stuff you and I love to talk about. Now in our 33rd year of this program, it's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Oh, I love this text board. Got some great stuff from some great listeners. Here's one that says, Papa always said. Now, when Papa always says, you got to listen because Papa knows. He said when the croakers were in the bayou, the shrimp were there. Nice size. Catching them up by Bayou Paquet. Been a while since they caught the croakers. Here's a question. Any triple tails? Well, I haven't got any good Louisiana triple tail reports, but a couple of weeks ago I was fishing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast with Jeremy McHugh of Stillwater Charters, and he said they've had a pretty decent triple tail season. A lot of that is dictated by the high salinity, and you would think with this year with no spillway opening and some surges bringing in some salty water, we would have more triple tails, but I think the problem is we don't have the structure for it. We don't have a lot of the crab floats in the places where the triple tail would show up. But I'll check with Mike Gallo. We're going to be talking to him in just a few minutes because he's one of our triple tail reporters. Here's Dixie George, another one of our regular listeners. Boy, is he bringing up an old familiar name. Don, do you remember Flynn's on the Chef Highway? Every time I sent it there and asked, where's the fish? He would say, did you hear, Don? And we would laugh and share coffee. Old man Flynn was a character, and I'll tell you a funny story about Flynn. He had a bait shop on Chef Highway, and it was on the way out to the marshes, and he sold a lot of freshwater baits. He used to sell grass shrimp. And I pulled up there one time to see him, and he was in the front of the store with a scoop net, and he was catching grass shrimp and ditch minnows in the ditch in front of his store. He walked in the store, he dumped them in the tank, and he would sell them. People would walk across the ditch full of grass shrimp to buy them from him in those little plastic containers with the air pump that would blow them up. Oh, Mr. Flynn, boy, what a great place that was. A lot of stories over many years there. Here's one. Anybody still fishing with the Mighty Mite? The Black Bingo was a good bait, Don. Yes, those were. All right, here we're starting to get in some of these hydration drinks. Miller Lite. I cannot agree with you there. Number one, it's not my brand, but number two, I do not consume any alcohol out there in the hot sun and the water. That's a recipe for a headache. It's great when you get back inside into the shade and the cool air, and you can drink a beer then, but, boy, I don't drink them on the water. A lot of people do. Here's another one. If you know you didn't drink enough and you get dehydrated, pickle juice, not the pickle, will prevent muscle cramping. That is a fact. I'm not a big fan of drinking straight pickle juice out of the jar, but I know a lot of people who do. And here's another one. I hate plain water, so Sun Tea Lemonade. And, yes, cheap beer. Stay safe. Hydrate. Here's one that goes for the Gatorade Zero. Hydrate without the calories. Also, Powerade makes a couple of their flavors with zero calories, too. Here's one, H2O Pedalyte. Save the cold beer for the fish cleaning and dock. I agree with you there, 4188. And here's a listener that usually brings Liquid Force, some packs you mix in a 16-ounce bottle of water. I'm a new listener. Well, welcome in. We're glad to have you. His name is John Richard, or John Richard, depending on where he's from. Looks like he's from the southwest Louisiana, maybe Lafayette area. He says, you have a lot of great information. Well, thank you, John. I hope you become a regular listener. Then we're hearing from our buddy in Baton Rouge, Mark Chambers. Good morning to you, Mark. Here's some suggestions on the big catfish. I hope everything is well. I heard you talking about the big cats. We do catch them up to 50 pounds. We cut the tail off, let them bleed out, and then fillet them and wash the fillets and put in chilled water, and it is fine eating. Thanks. Yeah, I agree with you. Powerade and Gatorade is my go-to, but Body Armor is my son's preference. You know, I got an empty bottle of Body Armor sitting right here on the console. It was the first one I ever drank. Drank it last night. It's not bad. A little sweet for my taste, but not bad, and I think it's full of nutrients. All right, here's one that says my go-to drink is an Arnold Palmer half-tea lemonade. Tight lines, that's Captain Nat. Listen to us in Hammond. A Campbell V8, hydrate, different flavors, heavy on the electrolytes, no sugar. Sweet potato juice, I've never had that, is a key component. That's from Doug. We're getting some pretty interesting answers here. Here's one that says, since football season is upon us, I was thinking about Hokie Gajon. Don, what are some of your favorite memories of him? Enjoy your show, and glad you have your voice back. Nobody's glad about that voice than me, and thank you for that. And, yeah, you know, there's not many days, that, especially during football season or hunting season starting to come on, or turkey season. It's pretty much year-round. I don't think about my old buddy Hokie Gajon. Yeah, he's in a lot of stories you'll hear in and around the Louisiana area. All right, here's one. Three of us spent Monday and Tuesday in Point of Shen. Total count, 20 reds, 24 specks, three big flounder, a hamper of crabs. Caught the reds and the flounder. Let's see if I can find this, because these things jump around on me. On Cockahoe Minnows, specks came on plastics. I only drink water and unsweetened tea when it's hot. That's from Sherman and Covington. Thanks for that well-designed report, and you guys got your, looks like a seafood buffet to dine on. All right, we come back after this. Keep your messages coming. We'll get to them a little bit later on. We're going to get to Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's been fishing in the Grand Isle area. Looked like it was a pretty good weather week for it. Yeah, there were some rainstorms and showers, but they managed to fish around those and put some fish in the well. We'll be back with his report right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque from Lake Catherine in Louisiana. And we head down to Grand Isle, and let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. He operates reelscreamers.com. Darrell, have your reels been screaming this week?
They have some, Don, yes. The redfish really cranked up real good. I mean, we had a few days where it was blowing pretty good, just, you know, tired of those summer doldrums and looking for a change of pace, and we went redfishing, and that's what we're doing this morning. We're going to go see if we can't get some of those. And look, they've all been really nice reds, too. I'm talking about in that 20, 22-inch range. So, yeah, they've done some pulling this week. It's been nice. It's been kind of up and down as far as the trout goes, Don. Apparently, that dredge took a few days off or something broke, because we had a few days earlier in the week where it was not pumping. The water cleaned up real well. And even, you know, with that unsettled weather we had with Fred, and now with Grace, they cut across yesterday, causing us some issues, having to retreat to the inside, and it was nice to get inside and find clean water. So, and we were able to catch some fish. Now, I'm not talking about we're coming back with those 7,500-count boxes, but we were catching some really nice fish. And I think what we saw yesterday, of course, we're coming up on this full moon, and the dredge is back to pumping, so the water's dirty. But what we did see yesterday, I think some of those fish are starting to make the transition back inside early, because we caught some really nice 2 to 3 pound trout yesterday inside in the marsh on oyster reefs. Wasn't a lot of them, but I think we're starting to see a little bit of a transition coming back in, and it's probably a little bit early for it to happen, but it is happening.
Darrell, you say you went after those reds and you found a nice slot reds, 20 to 22. Are they mixed in areas with the bulls, or are you staying away from the bulls and just kind of going into the marshes to catch those slot reds? Because if you want the bulls, you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah. No, the bulls have been closer to the beach, and there have been some really good bulls close to the beach and schools of them. I understand between here and Empire, they're starting to show up in big schools on the beach. But the ones we were doing, we ran up into the marsh for them. Change of pace. You know, we had that storm surge or that little bit of flooding that came through with Fred, and it flooded that marsh real good, and that's where we found them. They were holding real, real tight to the grass. You know, the one day that we struggled on them is because you just couldn't get them to understand that, look, you've literally got to put that cork in that grass to get that fish to bite. And that's the day we kind of struggled a little bit to catch any of them. But if you get anywhere near that grass with a little bit of bait. And see, we don't have any shrimp down here yet. We're famous for being late on the white shrimp. There's white shrimp all to the east of us. There's white shrimp to the west of us. And if you go north up toward Little Lake, there's white shrimp. I mean, I probably counted 5,000 white shrimp jumping everywhere, being chased by redfish. So if you follow that bait, you're going to find the predator fish. And that's what we did, and that's where we found them.
Well, Darrell, this is amazingly early for what appears to be maybe an early transition into the marshes. 2 and 3 pound trout on the inside this time of year is kind of an outlier. But I'm glad they're there and glad you found them. Any birds working over them? What are you looking for when you go inside looking for those trout? Or you just go with the bottoms that you know can produce like a nice oyster reef?
These were on oyster reefs. We have seen birds working. Like I said, none around Grand Isle. We were over by the Empire area yesterday. There was birds working, not as many yesterday as it was 3 days ago. We went over there 3 days ago, and you could have made your whole day out of doing nothing but chasing birds. But like I said, there's shrimp over there. I mean, it's not unusual to go and, you know, sitting for a little while, then crank up the trolling motor, and all of a sudden you got shrimp jumping in the boat. They're so thick over there. So it's finding where the bait is and going where the bait is.
Now, for some reason this morning, I got a lot of people interested looking, finding out more about triple tail. What can you tell us about triple tail fishing in and around the Grand Isle area? Do you encounter them very often, and what are some of the places you would look for them down there?
I started looking for them this week because it was usually a late August, September thing for us. We're starting to get some of that grass. Don, I was going to ask you, I don't know if we're getting a rise on the Mississippi River because we're starting to get some lilies and some duckweed coming in. So anytime you're running around, you see those mats of grass, crab trap buoys, that type of stuff, that's where you start looking for your triple tail, any floating object. Now, the problem we've got, since they, you know, a few years ago tried that experiment, put that 16-inch limit on them, in the Grand Isle area, we don't always get a 16-inch triple tail. A 14, you know, a 12 to 14 is a lot of our standard size. To catch one 16 and over around here is a little bit rare. Plenty of them. It's just you got to be conscious of that new 16-inch limit, you know.
And they're very aggressive fish. Darryl, before you go, we're asking about sport drinks. Now, you had an incident a couple weeks ago with a customer. People come down there, and sometimes they don't behave properly the night before. What's your favorite hydration drink to have on board when you head out?
My favorite is just plain old water. Some of those other things are just too sweet for me, especially in that heat. I'm just staying with the water. In fact, this morning I've already had two bottles and the sun ain't even up.
Yep, that's Mother Nature's hydration product, good old water. Well, Darryl, thanks for the report. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and get on some of this fishing, realscreamers.com, you're on my website, give them the telephone number.
225-937-6288, and we will not ask for your papers, and wearing masks are optional.
Understood. Thank you, Darryl. All right, yeah, no vaccination required, no passport, no mask wearing. It's wide open for fishing in the great outdoors. That's why you gotta love it, and I do. Back with hour number two, right after the top of the hour break with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome into hour number two of our broadcast, coming to you live from the banks of Lake Catherine, Louisiana, the home of some speckled trout fishing that was going on under the lights last night. Well, you know, we got a full moon arising. We got a good strong tide range, but we got some extraordinarily hot weather out there. It looks like it's going to be kind of dry this weekend, so take the precautions if you are headed out. And we're asking our listeners this morning to tell us what their favorite hydration beverages. What is it you pack with the ice before you leave and make sure you got some on the boat? What is it? I'm getting a lot of varied answers in and some new products and new ideas I've never thought of. So maybe you can put these to good use. We got our text board open. That's how we're getting these. You can simply text me at 504-260-1870. And here's one that comes in that says, when it comes to staying hydrated, nothing beats Gatorade. Another one says, let's see, that was from Thibodeau. We have one. It says, from a long, long time listener, I'm not a fisherman, but my Saturdays always starts with having to hear your voice. I realized how long that was, especially after listening to you recently while you fought to get your voice back. Thanks for your service, and I'll drink an Arnold Palmer for you. Yeah, you'll have to, because I've never had one, but maybe I'll try one. Several people are commenting on the Arnold Palmer drinks, and thank you for that compliment. That I can really consider that the highest compliment. This program's all about fishing and hunting, well, mostly about that. When someone says they don't fish or hunt, but they enjoy listening, thank you for that kind word, those kind words. All right, we also have this one. This is from the Lafayette Yakker, one of our paddlers. He says, without mechanical propulsion or use of a sail, it's absolutely necessary to drink nothing but water and sports drink. Most importantly, limit the pre-fishing celebration the night before. Paddling is tough this time of year. Thanks for the show. That's our friend, the Lafayette Yakker, and that's an excellent tip. Here's a vote from a, looks like a Mississippi listener, lemonade. I'm a big lemonade fan, but, you know, the one thing you want to avoid when you're drinking these drinks, water, sport drinks, body armor, whatever it is, once you get a lot of it, boy, then you get this slushing effect. You know what I'm talking about, where it just kind of slushes around in your stomach when you had so much of it and your body hadn't absorbed it all yet? And you need to try to avoid that. And I think one of the tips that we're talking about is drinking it the night before. Really get well hydrated before you even start. Put your way ahead of the game. All right, here's a comment. You are a phenomenal radio host. No joke. Well, thank you. So, now I'm not sure what that word is. F-A-C-I-L? Facile? You're going to have to explain. It must be one of those, Arnold corrects or something. I'd love to know how you came to this place in radio. Yes, I'm impressed, Mr. Dubuque. I hope that makes you smile and chuckle. Stay well, Shat. Yes, it does. And again, thanks for those kind words. And, well, it's a long story. Maybe one day I'll tell it, but I did end up here exactly where I want to be. All right, here's one that says body armor. They even have one with some caffeine added. Well, that would kind of perk you up, too, as well as, well, I was looking on the contents, and, man, there's a lot of four different types of vitamin B and coconut water, a lot of potassium. A little more sugar than 28 grams of sugar, a little more than I like. But much my favorite, well, either water. Well, I tell you, I really like those Powerades, the zero-calorie Powerades. And most of those have some of the nutrients and that you need to keep you hydrated and keep you going on these hot summer days. And ice really helps, too. And you can't beat water. If nothing else, water's always a great answer. All right, let's see if I have some more texts coming in. I got another vote for the iced tea, coconut water. Coconut water sounds better than it tastes. I've never really enjoyed drinking that. And, of course, another, you know, some people, I don't know how they do it. They drink beer while they're out there in the water in the hot sun, and they manage to both stay sober and not get a headache, but it works on me. Here's Roland Cortez. He's still seeing some teal. We should have more to come through the full moon later this month. By the way, Roland is heading up a Cajun invasion trip. You know those ones we do with Bayou Wild TV? We've got a speckle-belly goose hunt October the 31st. It's that first, the last weekend in October and the first into November. It's doing Halloween, a Halloween speckle-belly goose hunt up in Stuttgart, Arkansas. If you go to the BayouWildTV.com page, You'll find out information there, how to contact Roland. I think he's, last time I talked to you, he still had a few openings, and hope you can make it with us. All right, here's some ice-cold watermelon. Yeah, that is very, very refreshing. Cold pickles and lots of trace minerals. Cools your core. Well, a lot of different variety in staying hydrated and staying cool and hydrated during these hot summer days. All right, we come back after this. We'll find out what drink Captain Mike Gallo likes to take on board his boat for himself and customers. He's going to be fishing this morning over there in the Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, Chef, Biloxi Marsh area. His half boat will travel. He's our Born on the Bayou guy. His report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that Barn on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is sponsored by Seato. You know them, big yellow boats that come to your rescue, and you can get $179 a whole year worth of it. That's your membership cost for unlimited fuel drops, 24/7 tow-ins, jump starts for electrical problems. Whatever it takes to get you back safely, Seato is like AAA on the water. It's peace of mind, mostly for you and your loved ones, and it's only a phone call away or a click. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or click him at seato.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us, and Captain Mike, here's the situation. We got, looks almost a full moon horizon, a 1.8 incoming early tide and falling late. What is that good to do?
Oh, Don, that'll set you up for some good red fishing in the marsh. All week long, we've been red fishing in the marsh. My Texas crew has just left the other day. They came in Monday and fished Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we had good catches of redfish every day, fishing mostly spinners, some spoons. You know, some of them love those chatterbaits. Yesterday, I had a young man and his father, and we went back to the shrimp. I had never fished with these gentlemen before. We fished shrimp under a cork, a little deeper under a cork than I normally fish. Water levels are a little bit high, and we do have some pretty big rising tides. So I went to about 14 inches under a cork. Normally I'm around 10, but I went a little bit deeper. And we did well on the redfish, fishing in the bayous, points with current rolling past them seemed to be one of the more areas where more productivity there than I would say anyplace else. We caught a few in some Tranasses, but points seem to be the main place where we caught them. On a side note, when the Texas guys were here, we did catch a few speckled trout in the marsh, you know, in the bayous, and we didn't keep any, but I do think, I don't know, one day I think we caught a dozen, and I think without measuring them, half of them looked to be keepers. So that's a real good sign for things moving forward into the fall.
Mike, are you seeing a lot of shrimp in the marsh? Last night under the lights, there was some pretty decent-sized shrimp for Lake Catherine popping, and the trout were knocking them out of the box. Darryl was talking about he's seeing shrimp out there, and Robbie's talking about maybe a little bit better shrimp. They're opening up the season over there near Biloxi Marsh. If that marsh gets full of shrimp, man, that could really be some good news.
Yeah, I have been seeing shrimp in the marsh, and we're mainly fishing close to the edges of the marsh. I didn't get too deep into the marsh, and one of the captains that works for me yesterday did well on redfish early and went into, I believe he told me, Lake Poodle and the Bob's Lake area. Plenty of birds. They caught about 30 speckled trout and was able to keep, it wasn't many, six or eight. But, you know, he finished his day early, wanted something else to do, so they went. Look for a bull. They were looking for bull reds, and that's what brought them to that open water. They saw lots of birds and shrimp jumping from under the birds, fish chasing them. Didn't know what it was, chasing those shrimp up, took a chance to see if it was bull reds, and it ended up being mainly speckled trout. He said, oddly enough, they did not catch a single gaff top. Now, normally the gaff top get in there and chase those shrimp, too. They're not quite as nimble as a speckled trout, so that really tells you there was quite a few speckled trout in the area, and they could get to your bait much faster than the gaff top could. So things are really shaping up for a good fall.
Mike, we ask you this quite often, and the reason I do is because a lot of people ask me, triple tail, how's it been this past week? Did you see any? Have you seen any, heard of any in your area?
I still have not seen a single triple tail. And we just, I'd say in the last 2 weeks, have gotten these real calm days. You know, August is hot and calm. So that's when you have your best conditions to be able to see them. And it seemed through the early part of the summer, the Pearl River was still kind of high, and a lot of that water was still kind of dirty. It's just gotten to where in the last 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, that water has really cleaned up quite a bit. So I think your best opportunity to see them is, you know, now going forward. I just haven't seen one as of yet, but I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be there, especially with the number of shrimp that are moving into the area, you know, as well as clean water. So with those two ingredients, I would certainly think we should be able to see one. I'll be looking for them. I'm always looking for them. I just hadn't seen one as of yet.
Michael, we're asking our field reporters and our listeners their favorite drink to stay hydrated during these dog days of summer. As many times as I fish with you, I know you put a variety in the box up there on the bow. What is your favorite one to make sure you've got when you go out on these days?
Well, obviously, I know that the best drink for me is water. But if you drink nothing but water for a month, it gets boring. So that's why I have a variety. I like the Arnold Palmer's. You can buy those ready-made in the grocery store. I like those. I like the Body Armor. There's a Body Armor Light that's only about 20 calories a bottle, and it has lots of vitamins like you were reading. It has the coconut water, which is supposed to be good for hydrating, potassium, magnesium, all of those things. I go through I get a six-pack of a certain brand, maybe Powerade or Gatorade, and I just keep rotating them, but the main ingredient is always water. Just try to drink as much water as I can. And like you said, start the night before, even early in the morning, drink more than you think you need to because you will absorb it, and before you know it, you're sweating out a lot of water.
Got it. Mike, we're going to let you go hit the marsh there in just a second, but I want to invite you. You know, we missed you last week over at Southside Cafe. This coming Monday, Martha and I are going to be back over there between 4 and 6 at Southside Cafe. We'll be taping some of the show and talking hunting and fishing and giving away some prizes and stuff. So come on by. We'd love to see you over there. And bring that girl with you. Who's that girl that hangs around you sometime? Jacqueline? Somebody like that?
Yeah, I'm just a trophy husband, so we'll see if she can go and drag me with her.
Now, look, most of what you say is true, but I'm really doubting that last comment, Mike. I'm not sure about that trophy husband stuff.
Her term is arm candy, but I don't know.
Yes, it is. Well, we hope to see you out there, Mike. Have a great day fishing, and thanks so much for the report. If somebody wants to book a trip with you and you've got overnight accommodations there at the wonderful Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge, tell them how to get you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website, which is AAofLA.com, or the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811. Also, social media under Angling Adventures.
All right. Go get them, Captain Mike. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then and hopefully see you Monday.
Yes, indeed. We'd love to. All right. When we come back after this, it's time for your paddlers/peddlers report. It's a special report we have for those of you who like to get real up close and personal with your fish. Brendan Bayard, who is a very accomplished kayak fisherman, will join us to share his information with you. We're doing that right after this on the Outdoors. And the strokers and the peddlers are getting ready for the big ride to Bull next week. We'll talk about more about that in a second, but I want to remind you this report each week is brought to you in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, great organization. And it's presented by Massey's Outfitters in Mid-City of New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. They've got some of the best kayak fishing models you will ever find, including those Hobies and Jacksons. You can visit their website, look up the products. Also, be aware of those demo days where you can ride before you buy. You'll find all that at MasseyOutfitters.com. Also, check them out on Facebook. And one of our two field reporters who alternate, I'm not sure who's first string and who's second string. We'll let you, the listeners, decide that. Brendan Bayard and Eric Mohabarak. And this week it's Brendan. Brendan, what's going on out there for the paddling fishermen this week?
Oh, Don, there's lots of fish out there. It's hot, like you know, nobody's business out there. So you need to hydrate. And I heard y'all talking about hydrating, and that's very important this time of year. I like to get out there so early that I spend half of my time fishing under the lights, and then half of my time fishing in the early morning. So you know, I might get out there at 3 o'clock in the a.m. this time of year, and I'll fish till about 10, and then I'll head back in, because after about 10, if you don't have much wind in a kayak, you're just kind of baking out there, and it can be pretty tough on your body. Just sitting there dehydrating, and there's only so much water and Gatorade you can carry in the back of your kayak and still have room to catch trout and put them in the bag. So, you know, it's a balancing act of packing and putting your gear in that kayak. But fishing's been great, catching a lot of trout. Unfortunately, it's a throwback time of year, and so you might catch, you know, two trout to keep for every 10 that you catch if you're down by the coast. What I did find last week is as I was going back further north, the trout got a little bit bigger. The ones that were behind Grand Isle, I caught a lot of them in the 11-inch, 11.5. But once I got up to Leeville, my trout size got a little bit bigger. I was catching 14s. I even caught a couple of 19s mixed in with the trout up there. So that was kind of promising, some bigger fish. And redfish are plentiful everywhere in the marsh. Bulls are ramping up in the passes, and we got Ride the Bull next weekend, so I know a lot of people are excited about that.
Is there still time to sign up for it?
Oh, yeah. You can. I think you can sign up. If it's like years past, you can sign up that morning. I know Ride the Bull usually kicks off. It's not first thing in the morning, so I think they usually launch the kayaks around 7 or so, but you check the website. I remember there's kind of a – they give a little bit of time in the morning to stage up and get the kayaks lined up so that there's no – so nobody misses the start. So I think I remember signing up in the morning in the past, but you can sign up on that CCA website ahead of time if you want.
Yeah, one of the largest in the world, and it's very well organized. They've got assist boats that go out there, and the Red Trasher, who's with CCA Star, does a phenomenal job of helping them out with it. This is the 11th year, and it is definitely on. A lot of people were asking due to the restrictions with COVID and a lot of events being canceled. Not Ride the Bull. It will go on as planned. Brendan, thanks for the report on the trout. You also mentioned you caught some crabs. Do you crab out of a kayak, or you do that from the bank?
I usually just do that from the bank or from the beach. You know, sometimes we'll go out there with the old garden stakes and put them out there with the strings and the kind of the trot line style on the beach. And I think that's probably the most successful right now. You can almost step on crabs if you walk out there on Elmer's Island right now. So many. And fishing for bulls in the past, you'll see those little crabs kind of float by on the top of the water column. There are just tons of crabs in there right now. We also caught some crabs along the side of the road, going down old LA-1 where they have the new elevated bridge that goes down to Grand Isle. You can kind of get off that and be on that road that not too many people use and catch crabs out there. And if you're bringing a family, I think that's probably one of the safer places to go. You don't have many cars going back and forth or go out to the beach. Great event to do with your family, just crabbing and catching them. The kids have a blast doing that. And it's been pretty fun the last couple of weeks doing that.
Just tie an old chicken neck on. That'll get it done. Do you use a cork to indicate when the crab's there, or do you just watch the line for movement?
Yeah, I usually don't throw it quite as far out, and then I'll see it almost being tugged a little bit, and I'll know he's there. So it's not too hard to notice, and it only takes about a couple of minutes at most, and then they're on.
Yes, indeed. All right, good stuff, Brendan. Thanks so much for the report, and good luck on Ride the Bull next week, and we'll see you in the next time you come on with us. We really appreciate your reports.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. Also, Rendon gave some very good information about getting an early start. You got to remember, fish don't have clocks. They don't have a time clock. You can fish anytime, and by splitting your time before daylight and right at daylight, you'll definitely fish in some cooler conditions. All right, coming back after this, it's bad boy time. Third time this guy's been on, fourth offense. He was sentenced in Plaquemines Parish by Judge Kevin Connor. We've got the sentence coming at you right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, I was telling Captain Mike to come see us over at Southside Cafe. It's our new taping location. It's in Slidell, right on Highway 11. A lot of you familiar with it. We'll be there on Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. We go two Mondays a month. We'll let you know which Mondays we're there. It's doing happy hour. Got some great food there. We talk hunting and fishing, do a little taping, give away some prizes. Everyone's invited to come by. It's just a happening place over there in Slidell. And Captain Martha will be there, Chris LeCocq, our videographer. And by the way, speaking of those two, you know I brag on them a lot. And I got to tell you, this week, go to my Facebook page or Bayou Wild TV's Facebook page and check out the video, the shot that Chris LeCocq got on our Hunt of a Lifetime fishing trip with a young man who has terminal cancer. And that was his dream, to go catch a tarpon. And, boy, did it ever come true. But you look at that video, and it just says it all right there. And he captured that photograph, a still photograph from the videographer. I'm not going to give away his secrets how he gets all these shots, but check it out. And speaking of Bayou Wild TV, don't miss this week's, the current show that's running. It's our Tofield tribute, a tribute to a man that a lot of you loved on this radio program for about 20 years. He used to give us fishing reports and cut up and have a lot of fun. We did some interviews with Todd Masson, Marshman Masson is what he goes by, and also Tofield's life partner, Ginger Janae. And it's heartwarming, it's refreshing, and it brings back some great memories of the fun we had with him. He also cooked the dish for us, his redfish on the half shell. So check it out. It's BayouWildTV.com. You can find all the local listings on our channel near you or watch it online. It's Bayou Wild. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time, the feature that everybody loves. You've been telling me for years it's your favorite. You'll love to hear about the outlaws being brought to justice. And justice was served. And it was handed down by Judge Kevin Connor in Plaquemines Parish, a fourth-time offender. His story is next, right after we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. In a case we aired last October, when agents Lieutenant Adam Young and Senior Agent Kyle Haydell were on patrol in Port Sulphur working bow fishing charters, they cited Jeremy Roussel for failure to provide an active U.S. Coast Guard license, state charter guide license, and proof of liability insurance. The Honorable Judge Kevin Connor accepted Roussel's guilty plea to his fourth offense of not abiding by the state's charter guide regulations. Judge Connor sentenced him to a maximum penalty of a $1,000 fine plus court costs and 30 days in parish prison, which was suspended. He's been placed on a one-year wildlife probation with the stipulation of losing all charter privileges and his jail time suspension if he is cited for any Class 3 or higher wildlife offenses. It's 40-year-old Jeremy Roussel of Metairie, Louisiana, our bad boy, repeat bad boy of the outdoors. Now, it's such a shame, and I really hate telling you that story. I know him personally. I've actually been on the boat with Jeremy, and what this thing is where he refuses to get his proper licensing. He's got a great boat. He's got a good operation. He's a good bow fisherman as well as rod and reel fisherman, but just does not obey the law. And I think this is his last chance, unless he wants to spend some time, actual time, in prison. All right, we got a lot of bad boys, got enough of them to go around each and every week. We'll have another next week, but when we come back from this time out, we're going down to Plaquemines Parish. We'll talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He's known around these parts as the Plastic Man. He's fresh back from Nolajase in Mexico with some tales. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man is on a return trip from Old Mexico, Nolajase Lodge. And, Ryan, I have a good shoulder surgeon I can recommend if you're ready for him.
I only shot 28 boxes. I didn't do too bad.
Boy, good thing you can shoot those low brass, huh?
Oh, yeah, well, I shoot a 20-gauge anyhow, but I shoot 400 boxes while they were there. I mean, just ridiculous, you know.
No wonder there's a shell shortage.
You know, I limit myself to how many I'm going to kill. I don't, you know, I've been doing way too long to have to go kill everything. So I go have a good time, and that's it, you know.
Yeah, well, let's start with this. I got a message in from a listener want to know how teal season's looking, because we got a pretty dire report on the breeding season up north. But like he says, teal normally are consistent in breeding, even when you have poor conditions up north. So what's the latest? Have you seen a few blue wings around?
Yeah, they're starting to show up. You know, it's more the green wings that will be down a little bit this year instead of the blue wings. But, you know, they're going to come through, and you catch them on the way through. I mean, it's not like they're going to come here and stay all year. Some of them do, but most of them, probably 99% of them, keep on trucking. They'll go down to Nicaragua and Mexico and all places all the way to Belize. I mean, they travel. So we'll kill them on the way through, and we'll get ours, and hopefully we'll get a couple of cold fronts during the season, and that really help push them. You know, this full moon coming up in the next couple of days is going to push those little males, the older males, they'll leave first, and all that will come through this week. And hopefully, you know, we don't want it all coming through. I mean, it's cool up here. I'm in South Dakota, and it's 50 degrees.
Wow, yeah, that's some nice stuff. What you doing up there?
Just playing. Just came, had dinner with Sarah last night. She's up here in the summertime, so.
Yeah, I've been seeing some pictures. She's been working the fly rod pretty good up there, huh?
Oh, yeah. She was in Montana last week because she lives in Sturgis. So when Sturgis comes to town, you got to leave. I mean, it's like thunder 24 hours a day.
Right, yeah. Did you fly up into Pierre? Is that where you went in?
No. I came in to Rapid City.
Okay.
This time, you know, I'm further west, and it's super nice. It was 99 when we got here, and it's been 50 or 60 since. So it's been really nice. And at home, the river's low. It's green. The fish are everywhere. I mean, things are making holes in the water, just blowing up. I mean, it's going to be a fabulous fall, I tell you.
Well, you know, last time I was up there, it was -9 one day. From 99 to -9, that's pretty wide range of temperatures. Well, Ryan, where the boys been fishing mostly down here, if you've been keeping in touch with them? They're fishing both sides?
They're fishing both sides. It depends on what the customers want. You want trout, you want bull reds, you want keeper reds. You know, when I get back, I'm coming home tonight, and I'm going triple tailing cobia for the next week.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'll be after that. And if we catch some mangroves or something on the way, you know, I'm going to be after that kind of stuff. And if I can run into some big trout or some rays, I'll take them too, you know.
Man, you sound like a customer instead of a charter captain.
Well, you know, if you don't love this, you can't do this. You know, I've been doing
it 44
years. So you gotta love what you do to do it that long. But it's been so good for us. I mean, it's wow, what a way to make a living. I mean, my boys are blessed. I mean, they know it too. I mean, we're out on that water every day. We're the hunting, the fishing, and we got the best of everything. I mean, we don't want for nothing. We got great customers. I mean, it's good, and we are so booked up. Oh, my gosh. People are calling like crazy. I'm just trying to take a shoehorn to get them in here somehow, but it's going to be good if we, you know, I think it'll be a good duck season whether we get a storm or not because of so many duck potatoes. And that's what saved us last year after 7 tidal surges. I mean, we still killed 3,600 birds. So I think at this point we're pretty invincible.
Yeah, I love to watch those ducks cutting up them french fries when they come down here from them potatoes. It looks so good.
Oh.
All right, Ryan. We've been asking people this morning, Ryan, favorite drink to stay hydrated. What is it you got to have on the boat on these hot dog days of summer and you want to keep the customers cool and keep them from passing out on you?
Well, I do two things. I bring plenty of water because the good Lord didn't get that wrong. And I take Florida water, and I take some washcloths, and I put them in a bag with Florida water, and I keep them in my ice chest. And when we stop to eat, I break them things out, and you think that I broke out a gold nugget. Because, you know, Yeah, you're talking about refresher. You put that cold rag on your face and your neck, and with that Florida warm on it, it just refreshes you completely. So anytime anybody gets hot, I'll break one of them out. You know, that's a good secret to have. And just keep them in a baggie, in your ice chest, just water and Florida water in the bag, and then throw it in the ice chest and keep them cold, cold. And when something happens or you get hot, break one of them out, and you're totally refreshed.
You know, I don't know if they still make them because I haven't seen one, but I used to, you know, Frog Togs, a company that makes the wet weather gear, they made a towel that was of that same material, and that's what it was used for. You soak it in ice and Florida water and then just drip it across your head. Boy, did that make you feel good. And then it would dry out like a sponge, you know. It was real portable and packable, but I haven't seen one lately. But anything.
We had them really. We had them in Mexico this week, and we had a gator. You know, you just got to put it around you. But it was so fresh down there. It wasn't hot. We had a cool wind the whole time. I mean, it was so enjoyable. It's been like that the last 3 out of 4 years down there for me. So, I mean, I guess I'm just positive.
Well, before you go, tell Sarah hello for me. Is she going to make it down to the harem? Is she coming back down for teal season? Or is she permanently up there?
She'll be back in November. I said, well, it's too cold up here. You're going to have to get. She said, I might fly in one weekend for teal season. I said, well, just let me know which one. She loves, you know that.
Yes, indeed. She's a real outdoor gal. Well, Ryan, thanks for the report. While you're gone, you got people handling your business. It's great you can get them to do that. They don't handle as well as you do, but they do get it done. Tell them how to get a hold of you if they want to get some information on a trip, either hunting, fishing, or both.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, or I'm always on this phone, 504-559-5111. You know, as you know, I do answer it all the time. So, you know, anybody needs to know anything, just give me a call, and I'll be happy to fill you in.
All right. Have fun up there. We'll catch up with you when you get back.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert. He also goes by the Plastic Man because he likes to throw plastic. He abhors putting live or stinky frozen shrimp on his hook. All right, we come back after this. Going to get back to our text message board. You want to get one in? What's your favorite hydration drink on these hot dog days of summer? 504-260-1870. And I'm going to describe for you the scene I'm looking at as I overlook Lake Catherine here in Louisiana. Back with that right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting back to our text message board, someone saying the hair of the dog seems to help out your thirst. Not quite sure about that. Maybe it does work for you. Here's one, Gatorade Zero and water. For those of us who are watching our dress size, well, aren't we all? Florida water with ice on a towel will cool you down. Resting in the shade of a bimini will help when feeling a bit exhausted. I tell you what, a T-top on your boat can really save you this time of year. Here's another one. You drink plenty of water, but they also pack a Pedialyte in there for a pick-me-up. And here's an unusual one, but I'm sure it's great. A bag of quartered bite-sized oranges and water. It works. And from TRD, listening to us in Kentwood, Don, you missed your chance last week when you sat in for Tommy. Not a word about fishing. Body armor seems to work for me. I've listened from the old Cajun 103 days. Yeah, okay. You've been there a long time. What he's talking about sitting in for Tommy this week, our flagship station, WWL's morning drive host, Tommy Tucker, was on vacation. They needed to fill in. They got me to fill in, and I got to tell you, I sat through a week of talking about pandemics, Afghanistan, southern border crisis with politicians, congressmen, doctors, military analysts, and this is the, believe me, the break was needed for this show. But I don't mix the two. When I do those, I do what's current and they request me to do. But on Saturdays, it's all us and it's all fishing and hunting. All right, here's one on that FACIL, FACIL. And they said they meant it in a good way, seemingly effortless in reference to how I do this show. Apparently, it's often an insult. Well, I wouldn't know because that's the first time I've heard of it. But only the good towards you, Cap. I set the alarm on Saturdays to listen. And Mad Trucker's letting us know he's out there. And also, someone wants to know, is Ducks Unlimited or Delta doing anything or any immediate studies into the short stopping of a federal resource? Not to my knowledge. There is a radio telemetry project going on which may reveal some results. It's going to take a few years, but that's a good topic for people to show up and bring up at that night of conservation. Ducks Unlimited is hosting it this coming Thursday. I'll be there. Hope to see you. 6:30. It's a Firehouse Event Center is the location. It's in downtown Old Covington on Thayer Street. Check it out. All right, Florida water is the best. What is Florida water? It's a combination of alcohol and water and some mixture. You do not drink it. You put it on your body, and it helps to the perspiration process. It cools you off, kills the skin off. Fish and Game Show reports for frogging or frog legs. We'll have to do that another time. The music's playing. Let's see, you live in Zone 4, right down the street from me. Water's a hydration drink. Butch from the Irish Channel. Thanks to all the staff for the knowledge. And one said, I also listen when you do the Tommy Tucker Show. It was great. I'll come back and listen. Well, thank you all for the compliments this morning. Got to set the scene. I'm overlooking Lake Catherine, a little sunrise. Lake is flat. My grandnephew, the outdoors child prodigy known as Drew Dubuque, he stood me up on the radio show. But he got up before he got dressed. He's barefoot, no shirt, dog at his side, went straight to the end of the pier and started casting. My kind of guy. All right, also, that's National Dog Day is next week. We'll have a special honor of the pooches, so stay tuned. Hope to see you then on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.